Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Zayin, and today we're going to talk about a fascinating topic, crimes of animals. Crimes of animals and schar and ownership of animals. And this comes up here on daf Ayin Zayin Mabez towards the beginning of Perek HaMotzi Yayin, where the Gemara has the beautiful statement that everything in the world has a purpose. Amar Yehuda Marav, Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu bo'olamo lo bara davar echa lebatala. There's nothing in the world that does not have a purpose. Bara shavlul ukasis. And he goes through, you know, how each animal is good for a certain type of wound, for healing power. And the Gemara continues and goes through different animals are scared of other animals. But the Meiri sums it up here on our daf and says, it's niflos habore. Mipinos hadas u miyisodas emune. It's one of the yisodas of our faith. Shalo liyaches l'shem yisbar. There's nothing in the world that was created for nothing, even if we don't understand it. Not every part of the body do we understand what the purpose is. But everything in the world was created for a reason. Even though many things we don't know the reason for their being in this world. And that's what he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes the little ants and bugs and flies. Everything has a reason. So every animal has a purpose that it was created. So again, there are many aspects to talk about when it comes to animals. We'll talk a little bit about das of animals and schar va'onesh of animals. There are a number of examples in Chazal where animals are given schar. If we look in Pirkei Derb Elazar, in Perek Chaf Aleph, after Cain killed his brother Hevel, the different chazals about how exactly he was buried, says the Medrash, the Pirkei Derb Elazar. Vayu Adam the Ezro, interesting, Ezro, Chava, Yoshvim Ubochim Umisablim Alav. Adam and Chava were sitting there crying about their dead son, Yoshvim Ubochim Umisablim. They never experienced death before. They didn't know it was possible. They didn't know what it was. They just see that he's not communicating. Falohayu Yodim Malas Hoslehevo. They didn't know what to do. Shalohayu Nuhukim Bekfura. Nobody's ever been buried before. Nobody ever died before. Ba O Rave Echad. Shemeslo Echad Mechaverav. A certain raven came that one of his fellow ravens died. Lakachoso V'chafar Ba'aretz. Utsmano Le'enehem. He took him and he buried him in the ground. Amar Adam. Ka'ori Vani Yosef. Adam says, ah, I'm going to do like an orev. Miyad, lakach nivlaso shel hevel v'chafar ba'aretz utzmana. What did he do? He took the nevela of hevel, the body, and he buried it. V'shilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu sachar tov la'arvin ba'olam hazeh. And Hashem gave schar to the ravens. What's their schar? Umas schar nasan lahem kishem olidim es b'neihem. Roim osam levanim ubarchim ibnehem. When ravens have offspring, they abandon them because they look different. They don't connect them to themselves. Usvurim shehim b'nei nachash. Yakadosh baruch hu nosin lahem mezonam below machzar. And Hashem makes sure to take care of the offspring of the ravens. Falo od el hashem karen litein matar ala aretz. Yakadosh baruch hu ona osan. As it says, nosin levhem alachmal lefnei orev asher yikro. A special connection. So you see the arvin, the ravens, got schar for showing Adam and Chava what exactly to do with a mace. Or more famously, the Rashi quotes the Medrash in Shmos in Parachav Beis, the last pasuk in Parachav Beis, where it says, what are we supposed to do with an avela? Anshek or a trefa. Anshek kodesh tiyun li, ubasar basada trefa lo sochelu, la kalatash lichunuso. Throw the trefa to the dogs. Why the dogs? So we've quoted it in past year in the unbelievable das akedim on this pasuk. That's not for now. But Rashi says, why dafka akelev? Says Rashi, Limetcha Akasuv, She'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Berya. Hashem does not withhold the reward of any creature. She'ne'emar, Ulechol B'nei Yisrael Yechretz Kel V'shono. The dogs didn't bark when B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, T'nu Lo Scharo. Says Rashi, in the name of the Mechilta, pay the dogs. So give them the trefa. So the ravens get their offspring taken care of. The dogs get trefa. The Gemara in Bechoros is not exactly sachar, but at least it's remembering. The Gemara in the first parak of Bechoros, the first parak of Bechoros is all about Petr Chamor. So the Gemara says there, why is it that the only non-kosher animal that has some type of status is a donkey? Right? No other non-kosher animal doesn't have Kedusha, but has a status. So the Gemara says, Manishtanu pitri chamor mi pitri susim v'gemalim. Amrale gzeras akasavu. Number one, gzeras akasav. Unusual lashon for the Gemara to use. The ode shesio Yisrael b'shas yitziasim Mitzrayim. They help in a Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. She'en lecha kol echad ve'echan mi Yisrael. There wasn't one Jew. Shlohayu imo tishim chamorim lubim. They didn't have 90 white donkeys to unim mikasva v'zavashal Mitzrayim. So the donkeys helped out in a Yisrael on the way out of Mitzrayim, there's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo that maybe even on the way into Mitzrayim, they help carry down their stuff to make sure we know that even going down was part of the process. But either way, the donkeys have a special status because of what they did. So again, is this how are we supposed to understand this, right? Animals have no moral compass. Animals, what kind of schar are we talking about here, right? Many Rishonim and Chazal already note that animals don't have das, right? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Adaf Nun Dalet, already tells us, relating to the halacha that we'll get to soon, about putting an animal to death. Says the Mishnah, Nun Dalet Amar Aleph, listing off the Niskalin, Abala Zachar, Abala Behema, Vaisha Mevias, Behema Beskila. Im Adam Chata, Behema Machata. What kind of sin? The animal didn't sin. It's like Gemara Mishnah talks about. We'll talk about that soon. Why would we put an animal to death? The Ramban writes. In the beginning of the Torah, in Bereishis, in Perek Tes, the Ramban says on the Pasuk in Noach, Ve'einenu laha'anish. I'm sorry, the Kibi'ulai, the Ein Bechaya Da'as, Shete'onesh O Chetakabal Schar. You don't need the Ramban to say it, but we're saying halachically, right? A Chaya doesn't have a Da'as to get Schar Va'onesh. Or the Radak in Yonah tells us, the Pasuk says in Yonah, that animals are just like, you know, how can you destroy Nineveh? Hashem says that there are so many animals in Nineveh, and they don't deserve, and the Radak says there, because they don't have any das anyway. So, right, so why would they be killed? So again, they don't have any das. So what exactly is meant by this idea of schar for the animals? Again, it's obviously meant to teach us, even if it's not literally schar, it's meant to teach us midos. For us to think that ke'ilu they're getting schar. But again, it's the message is to learn from inanimate objects. We have this like Hakaras HaTov Moshe Rabbeinu. He wouldn't hit the dirt because the dirt helped him out by Dam Tzvardeya and Kinim. Or the Busha of Chala. We cover the Chala, the Yerushalmi says, so the Chala is not embarrassed. So all of these items you learn from inanimate objects, even though it really doesn't apply. There's another idea also, just I think that connects, that requires more elaboration. The dogs in Mitzrayim have long died when we're giving the treifa to their offspring, right? So is it just that, oh, we're giving schar to the offspring of those dogs, right? But it's long gone, and the ravens. But it could be that the idea is, just like we know by hashkacha, many Rishonim hold, that there's, by animals, there is an hashkacha pratis. There's hashkacha klalis. There's general hashkacha for animals. See, it's the species idea. See, here too, there's a parallel. The schar goes to the species. It doesn't go to the specific animals. The Rambam talks about this at length in the Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, where the Rambam has a beautiful discussion. Hashkafis b'nei Adam b'hashkacha chamesh hashkafos. There are five hashkafis in the world about how hashkacha works. Hashkafa about hashgacha. The kulan antikos, they all go back many, many generations. Hashkafa Rishona, the Rambam says, he davar masha chashav she'ein hashgacha klal. Bishum davar min advarim b'chol ha'masiyas hazu. The first one is the one that doesn't believe in any hashgacha. The first hashkafa is kof from totally. Hakol ira b'mikra ve'ech she'yia. Ve'ein sham klal lo oreach v'lo manig v'lo mashgiach b'me'uma. Nobody's in charge. Zu hashkafas apikoris. That's total kfira. And Aristotle, he already says, or has already showed the the lack of basis for this. For hochiach aristo is afsus hashkafa zu v'shalo yitachin shekol advarim yu b'mikra el yeshlam orech umanig. Number one. Number two is different levels of hashkacha. Hashkafas misha sover ki mixas advarim yesh b'm hashkacha. Some things are left to chance and some things not. He says that's what Aristotle believes in Vechul, and he goes through that. Hashkafa Shlishis, the third one, the third view, he says, is exactly the opposite of the first one, and that is every single movement in the world is under Hashkacha. Every leaf, right, the famous philosophical question, does God care about the leaf falling down in the forest? Yes, says this hashkafa. The hashkafa says sovereign, shein b'kol metzias me'uma b'mikra klal, lo chelki v'lo chelkli, ela akol b'chefes v'kavana v'hanaga, ubaruhu shekala munag kvar noda, v'zui kat asharim min amuzlamim, v'uchoshiv mein nishiras ale umaves, echad v'adam. The death of a person and the leaf falling down in the forest. Same thing. Amru kein hu, el shein ruach no sheves b'mikra, la shem higniya, v'lo haruach, v'chulu. According to this, basically, there's no bechira chavshus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Ha'adam ein lo yicholas klal lasos davar shelo lasos. Okay, number four is another idea, but number five is the one that he says, hi hashkafasenu, hashkafas torasenu. And that is, Hashkacha pratis on people, and hashkacha klalis on everything else in the world. Veshkala ba al b'nei adam mina yisurin. O mashe magia lemen atov. Ha'adam ha'yachid o atzibor. Ha'kol mebnei sheim ru'uyam l'kach. V'mishpat ha'tzedek. Everything that happens to a person is specific. V'afilu naga fa'adam b'kotz b'yado. Every splinter that we get. Harei ze lo onesh. Afilu hisik ha'na kol shi yiel ze lo gemul. But it is not that way for animals. As he writes, when it comes to animals, shar balechayim, the koshkein someach, hari hashkafasi bo kashkafas aristo, any sover klalki ha'ala hazeh nashar bashkacha bo. The leaf didn't fall down because Hashem said, v'losha ha'kabish hazeh taraf hazeh zavuv. The spider got this fly, b'gzeres Hashem yisbarach. No, and this fish was caught in the net. No, it is a more general hashkacha. The language that he uses is, kalel hashkacha minis lo ishis. It's the species, not personal, v'chulu, as the Rambam says. The Sefer HaChinuch also says this in his discussion of Saras, Hashkacha Klalas, Hashkacha Pratis, Kuf Samach Tes, in Parshas Mitzora, the halachas of being Mitaher from, or the halach of Hey Bekam Tame, Tumas HaMitzora. Okay, but either way, that's a second idea. Again, how do you look at all these chazals relating to schar for animals? Either it's not literal at all. It's just to teach us midos, like many halachas, many ideas in Chazal are there to teach us, even though they're not meant to be taken literally. Another one is the Lo Sigala Ervascha, right? When it comes to the ramp up to the Mizbeach, right? The floor is going to be embarrassed by seeing the nakedness of the Kohen, right? That's not going to happen. But again, it's to teach us certain types of Derech Eretz. Okay, but let's talk for the remainder of the time to a specific case of a punishment, or I shouldn't say punishment, an action that we take against an animal, and that, of course, is shor haniskal. Shor haniskal, an animal that kills a man, a person, we put the animal to death. So why is that? Why do we put the animal to death? So you might say, number one, the simple interpretation, okay, you don't want to say it's a punishment for the animal, preventing danger. This is a dangerous animal, and you want to make sure that it doesn't hurt again. So, okay, that's fine, but the problem is, why then dafka skila? Right? Should be any way to put the animal to death. Should work. Just get rid of it. Number two, the Mishnah tells us, the first daf in Sanhedrin, that Shor HaNiskal requires a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. That is an unusual halacha, says the Mishnah. Shor HaNiskal Be'esem Mishlosha, Shinemar, Hashor Yisokel V'gam Ba'alav Yumas. K'misas Ha'bailim, Kach Misas Ha'shor. We're going to learn that from Limudim. So an ox is to stand trial, and an ox has to be there, relating to like the parties have to be there. So there are stories in history of animals put on trial. Rabbi Slifkin in a Sefer Man and Beast quotes various stories in history of trials that the 1386, there was a trial of a pig that had mutilated a child. In 1559, right, there was an excommunication of sparrows that infested the church. Right, in 1926, a German shepherd was charged with attempted murder of a small child. So we have that, but that's not our hashkafa. That's not what what Judaism believes when it comes to animals. There are animals, how we're supposed to treat them, but animals das and animal rights, Tsar Balechaim is not about animal rights. It's about how we're supposed to treat animals, right? It's a different formulation. But so to say that it is a prevention of danger is a little difficult because of the parallels that we have to Adam. So number two, Rabbeinu Bachai mentions on this pasuk in Mishpatim Perach of Aleph, where it says the halacha of Misas Hashor, the shor is stone and it's Asher Ba'ana. Ein Misas Hashor Lakachas Hadin Min Hashor. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's not about punishing the shor. Can't be. Elo Lakachas Hadin Mi Bailov. No, the point is to punish the owner. Kadesh Yizar Bishmiraso. The point is to punish the owner so that the owner is Zahir in guarding. Vimlo Yizahir Harehu Yodea She Yafsid Mamono. It's a financial punishment to the owner. You kill the ox and it's Asher Ba'ana. Zui Alderach HaPshat. That's the Pshat. The problem is, v'hu das ha-Ramban, and he quotes, this is also the day of the Ramban, here in Pasuk Lamed Aleph in Mishpatim. The problem with that is that even a shor shel hefker is put to death. And a shor shel hefker is not punishing the owner. There is no owner. That's the Ramban's taina. The Ramban himself, in Parshas Noach, notes this. Ve'inenu la-ha'anish es ba'ala b'mamon ki afilu shor ha-midbar chayev misa. And therefore, you know, it can't be. So what exactly is the reason? So there is an idea The Rashba writes in the Tshuva that, and even, another problem is that we might not even paskin this way. We might not even paskin this way that what the Ramban asks about Shor HaMidbar, but says the Rashba, as long as there's a Deya out there that still teaches us something, right? The questioner asked the Rashba, how can the Ramban say that? How could your Rebbe say that? No, we don't paskin that way. Says the Rashba in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Yudalid, Efsha Sha'arav Zal, Lonis Kavein, Bipirushe HaTorah Lomar, Shekein Halacha, Elo Lomar, She'ena Onesh, Miknas Abaylim, Shahare Shor HaMidbar, Chayav L'Rebbe Meir. Not that we paskin that way. Fascinating Ha'ara. We use this a lot of times in Lamda Shiurim. The fact that there is a Shita out there could teach us something, even if we don't paskin like that opinion. That's what the Rashba says Beferish. Here, even if we don't paskin, the Shor HaMidbar is Chayiv Misa, but it still could teach us that the halacha of Shor, even with the Bailam, is not about the onus of the Bailam. So number one, prevention of danger is one idea, which is difficulty. Number two, Rabbeinu Bachai. Some Achron in the Margalis Hayam and Sanhedrin quotes, maybe there's an idea of Gilgul Neshamos, right? There's a major machlokas, and whether you believe in the concept of transition, movement of souls from one organism to another, different generations and different bodies. So again, maybe this ox that killed, you know, has to suffer because of Gilgul Neshamos, there's a Neshama in here, and therefore really is an Onesh. there really is an Onesh for the soul in there. Okay, but that's more Kabbalistic, and that's something that we're not going to talk so much about. Number four, though, protecting human dignity, right? Nothing to do with the animal. It has to do with a person. And that's exactly one of the svaras given in that Mishnah that we mentioned before, Sanhedrin Nundalin. The Mishnah asked, Im Adam Chata, Behema Machata, Ella. Number one, or number two first. Shalote Behema Overis Bashuk. Viyomru, Zuhi Shiniska Ploni Al Yada. Right, somebody had Mishka Behema, and then that person was killed. So the animal walking by, oh, so-and-so. Right, so that's the animal that did that with so-and-so. So that's, we don't want to say that. So it's about protecting human dignity. Even the dignity of someone who did such an Avera, we still want to protect that idea. And again, we have this a number of times, Mishum Takala or Mishum Kalon, that's the idea of Kalon. There is also interesting, not exactly the same, but a Radak in Malachim. The Radak in Malachim, Aleph, and Perek Yud Gimel, talks about, remember the story with Ido. Ido was supposed to go and not eat with a certain in a certain place, and he ate with the Navi Sheker, and then when he went out, he was eaten by a lion. Says the Navi, Perek Aleph, Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, what happens? His donkey was right there next to him, and the lion was standing right there. So it's an amazing sight. The lion was not eating the donkey. Right next to the Navi that died, we have the donkey and we have the lion. Says the Radak, Aval Hargo Laonesh Shamar Pi Hashem. The Navi had to be killed because he went against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzuva told him. V'hine hera lanu bazeh gumul atzadik v'ansho ke'echad ba'olam hazeh v'chein gumul achamor ba'olam hazeh l'kavra Navi sherachav alav ki ish gumul va'onesh b'shar ba'alechayim ba'olam hazeh b'inyin ha'adam. Something that's related to an animal that's connected to a person will receive schar va'onesh in that regard. So here, this animal, it's showing that this is a great Navi, and he was chayiv because of what he did, but he's not going to be more ne'enash than he's supposed to, like the average animal, the donkeys and lions that would be involved in this, you know, would do much more to the body than what was done. So again, that's to protect the dignity, so to speak, of the Navi. Also, the animal didn't do anything. Number four. And finally, the fourth idea is maybe to show why do we put the animal to death, to show the severity of these averos. These averos. Murder for sure, but also Mishkav Behema. That's the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Beis seems to take this approach. In short, says the Sefer Chinuch on the Isser of eating Shor HaNiskal, Mishor Shia Mitzvah. You can't even eat the Shor HaNiskal. Kedei lahaskim b'daitenu. Shekol mishabbat hakal al yado meruchak. V'nimas im Elokim v'im anashim. If you're involved in this, you're terrible. V'afilu shogi kemo behema she'en ladas. V'kol shekein mezid. ubiksito daitenu al davar zeh yivenu lizar harbe b'chol ma'asenu ad shelo teitzi takala mitachas yadenu l'olam. We have to make sure that these types of takalas never happen. Right? Remember the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach talks about the uniqueness of the avera of murder. Even though there are other averas that per se might be a problem, but there's nothing that destroys the fabric of society more than shvichas damim, and that's why there is a kippah, the halacha of a jail, so to speak, some type of jail by shvichas damim, not by circumstantial evidence that you can't put him to death. But that's also an idea by these cases. Rabbi Slifkin also in his sefer there has a parallel to the places where we put an animal to death by murder, killing a person, by mishkav zachar arayas, and the third place is by Har Sinai, if an animal would go on to Har Sinai. So he quotes paralleling maybe the big three averis, gili arayas, that's mishkav zachar, shvichas damim, and avodah zara going on to Har Sinai is going past beyond where you're supposed to go. Maybe that's an element of avodah zara. Okay, either way, these are some ideas about animal crimes and how Judaism looks at them. Okay, we'll stop here.